Business confidence remains under pressure. The Saki Business Confidence Index slid to 93 index points in May from 93.7 points in April. So what were the factors influencing confidence levels this time around? And with the elections now done and dusted and the promise of policy implementation, can we expect sentiment to improve during this year? Well, to break down the index for us, I'm joined on the line by Richard Downing. He's an economist at Saki. Richard, the BCI improved in April by around 2 points, but then has slipped again. What were the factors dragging down the confidence gauge this time round?
Well, as you know, your month on month, you always have some positives, some negatives, but there was more negatives in May than there was in April in terms of month on month, and only 4 positives. The main drivers actually was inflation that we know was lower, that was a positive, and export volumes, merchandise export volumes was positive. So to some extent, that helped a bit. But unfortunately, the negatives month on month were more than what we gained on the one side in terms of the 13 sub-indices that we used. So in total, the index came down by that 0.7 index points,
yes,
which is not much, it's marginally. And on last year, May, it was down one index point. So it's not that big, but still it's just hopping around, hopping on top of the 90s.
Yes.
You know, not really having direction in terms of momentum into more positive territory.
Mm. One sector that's really suffered for quite some time and where job losses have been heavy is the construction sector. What was the index reading on that sector?
Well, we only use about one of those one of the sub-indices is actually referring to the construction sector, and it's in terms of building plans passed. And, you know, that is really a quite a volatile index moving around its longer-term trend. And 1 month just above the long-term trend, 1 month below the longer-term trend. So in this month, it was actually a negative, indicating, you know, that the plans passed was negative to some extent. And that is a critical index in terms of, you know, investor confidence to some extent in the metropolitan areas.
Yes.
And I think there's a lot of issues in the construction area, you know, all kinds of unfortunate labor disputes and type of activity, negative activity taking place on site. And that is actually quite devastating to construction to some extent. The issue really that we need to move forward, because as you said, quite an a sector where a lot of employment has created.
Yes. The electricity supply constraints seemingly have dissipated for now, but how much of a concern is that? And are you hearing some of your members talking about investing in off-the-grid type of solutions?
Yeah, no, it's difficult, you know, to find a really, you know, positive grounds. You know, the GDP figures that came out, the first quarter, -3.2, actually being indicating, you know, that output in the total economy has declined by 3.2 quarter on quarter, which is already seasonally adjusted. Some data analysts say, yeah, but especially the first quarter is always difficult. Well, but that's already taken account of, because that figure is seasonally adjusted. So
yes.
if that sort of trend continues, we're in for big trouble in terms of the economy. So hopefully, you know, with the new administration in place, and we hope we can move forward into more positive trends, and especially in terms of investment, you know, to get things going, because the figures that we have show for the first quarter, there is still a decline in fixed investment, and that is a critical element for growth. I mean, and that is actually what will in the end propel this business confidence also forward. So we have to attend to issues that is actually sort of make it difficult to see us as an investment destination, not only for non-residents, but also for people inside South Africa, you know, and we'll have to attend to those issues and you know, talk about what the Reserve Bank's role must be and how it should play into this, and actually, you know, just creating money to get the economy going. That is not a real way to go, because we saw what happened to some economies that followed that route.
Absolutely. I was going to say, just to add on to that whole Reserve Bank issue, it does seem like a rather embarrassing situation that, you know, senior party members are so divided on this particular issue. And, you know, people from the market, from business, have been begging for policy certainty. And this is quite a bad start to the new administration.
Well, I think what is hopeful, you know, I think the appointment of the Minister of Finance, which has a lot of experience in this field, which I've saw over 25 years where things might go wrong. I mean, it already came out, you know, to put government's case, not the party's case, but government's case.
Yes.
In terms of its policy stance. And I think that is, that can be to some extent comforting. But while there is some quarrels going on within the ruling party, that is creating the uncertainty what you're talking about. And I think the Reserve Bank governor also came out, you know, to just indicate what the role of monetary policy should be, which has been always, which has been very responsible up to now.
Yes.
If we haven't, you know, I mean, trying to counter the public finance issues, that is a cliffhanger. By the monetary policy must remain stringent to sort of keep the balance for financial stability going, and I think that's what we're seeing.
Richard, inflation remains fairly benign, and the Reserve Bank suggests that inflation is expected to remain within its target band of 3 to 6% over its forecast period. With the terrible growth number that you've just referred to for Q1, do you think the Reserve Bank seriously needs to think about doing its bit to stimulate the economy and give us a rate cut?
Well, the biggest stimulation the Reserve Bank can do, I mean, they have indicated that the first quarter, if things go according to plan and according to their projections, which I think they've got quite a good model that actually they referred to, is indicating that the first quarter 2020 might be a case in point for lowering interest rates. But I mean, if and the case is there, if you can continue along this road, but take, for instance, the rand today, what happened? If this keeps on going on, I mean, and you have the electricity prices going up much more than the 4.5% inflation target, then you're in for a surprise lately in terms of inflation.
Yeah.
And we must remember inflation is not a once-off sort of happening. It is actually a process that can get out of hand if you don't contain it. And I think the Reserve Bank is very responsible in terms of what it's doing. And therefore, one needs to actually support them in the terms of responsible monetary policy. Some economists are calling for interest rates, but as I said, you know, a too lenient sort of monetary policy might create more problems, perhaps.
Yes.
And if you have a twin deficit type of situation, and you have both instability fueled from both sides, public finance and your monetary policy, then you're in for real trouble, like places like we know about, some of these economies are experiencing really social problems at the moment.
Yeah. So we know that obviously the economy is in serious trouble. You know, there are conversations about whether we'll see a further contraction in Q2, which would obviously put us in recession territory, which would be very negative. But as this happens, obviously it means that the fiscus is not able to get decent revenue from the public because people are not making profit. Some people have lost their jobs and are not able to pay tax and so on. So on the fiscal side, are you worried about that side, not to mention the fact that certain state-owned enterprises need propping up, but at the end of the day, we do need stimulus to get this economy going as well?
Well, we need stimulus, but the point is, I think, and IMF and those places, institutions are also making the point, you must build up a fiscal buffer to serve you in terms of when the business cycle is actually biting hard. I think that is, and we are dealing with structural issues.
Hmm.
So you know, to get it is not a business cycle issue to a large extent, although it is still there. I mean, we're in a downward phase of the business cycle now since December 2013, but that is only part of it. The other things are structural, and you really want to. I mean, the president was quite right in calling for an investment summit. And realizing the role investment must play. But then you must have a situation where it is conducive for investors to come in to make a return on their investment. It's the first thing to make a profit to some extent. You can't come in and invest and make losses. Then you'll be out before you start.
Yeah.
So that is the issue that we must understand, and we must understand the market forces at play. I think that is the world over like that, and your more successful economies, even some that is a mixed economy to a larger extent, is actually attending to those type of issues and making sure they bring in sustainability in whatever activity they're conducting.
Mm. That was Richard Downing. He's an economist at Saki.